This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the Fed's Open Market Committee meeting today and tomorrow may decide to throw less red meat at the economy. In this metaphor, the meat is the bond-buying stimulus program. The Fed is also vigilant about inflation, although the government reported just now that inflation at the retail level rose just a 10% in August. Let's bring in John Sylvia, Wells Fargo's chief economist. Morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
So are you expecting the Federal Reserve to say this week that it's finally happening, they'll buy fewer bonds?
Yes, I do. Probably our estimate's about $10 billion, mostly U.S. Treasuries. At this point, that's mostly discounted in the marketplace, which means that the market's already sort of guessed that's the number. If the Fed's more aggressive, like $15 billion, I think the bond market's not going to like that, neither will the stock market. And I think the housing market may take it bad if they start not buying mortgage-backed securities. So there's a very strong expectation, 10 billion treasuries, but something else would surprise the marketplace.
I'm doing the math right now. 10 billion would be cutting their bond buying by about a sixth, I think.
That's right, David, and it would fit in with trying to finish by June of 2014.
Now, Fed Chairman Bernanke will have a news conference at the end of the two-day meeting. That'll be tomorrow. What should we ask them?
Well, I think the big question is, hey, why are you starting to taper with the inflation number still so low? We saw today the consumer price index came in and, you know, it's only running about 1.5% year over year. So it seems to be a disconnect. Hey, wait a minute. You know, your inflation target's 2%. Inflation's 1.5%. Why are you tapering?
John Sylvia at Wells Fargo, thank you very much.
Thank you.